The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Joe Brady thing, I'm here for that. I got to tell you, and I was listening to Josh a little bit while I was going to get my test, and he brought up, like, if you bring in a Dan Quinn as defensive coordinator, I'd love that. If they go that direction, I might actually be in on the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I don't know. I mean, at this point, anything that they get, we're going to look at and go, you know what? It's better than it was. So that's kind of the upside to their situation being so poor.
What do you think of the way the NCAA tournament's going to be set up, doing the whole thing in Indianapolis?
It's intriguing. I mean, it's a bummer. And they announced this a while back that they were going to take away these games. But and it sucks for the sites that were going to host them. But that's just kind of the breaks. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it's not the worst idea in the world, and if it lets them play it, then it's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's the main thing. I just want there to be a March Madness this year, as I'm sure you do.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. Out here on his Blitz, Stat Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. But you can watch A.J. and Aaron as I continue to broadcast from Ronaverse here at Stately Falcon Manor. If you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you miss. A lot of football, a lot of fun. And it's been a fun Tuesday, and we're going to keep it going. And I mentioned this last segment. I do want one quick follow-up on the gem of the day from the text line. What a thrill that must be to feel that much hatred and have the energy to destroy a bunch of cars. I don't think I hate anything enough to do that. I'm kind of with him. It'd be nice to be that passionate that, you know what, I'm going to go destroy a bunch of cars today.
You don't hate Rona enough?
Nah, well, I don't. I mean, but it's not going to make me go destroy cars.
What if you could go to find the people who started Ronavirus in Wuhan and you could run over their cars? You wouldn't do it?
If I could go Al Capone with the baseball bat on a few people,
okay,
I might do that, but then I'd have to travel to Wuhan, and you know everybody would be chanting, "Falcon, what you going to do? Inject him with the Wuhan flu?" It's like too late, already done.
Fred, so, guess what's happening now? I don't know if the broadcast is starting now. They probably won't announce it for 45 minutes, but the Heisman ceremony. And a few weeks back, I said Devontae Smith's the best player. They got to give it to him. And people were like, "Well, they don't give it to wide receivers." I think he's going to win it.
I think you're right from everything I've been reading, and I think I have no problem with that. I like somebody other than a quarterback winning it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think his quarterback is the most valuable player on that team.
I agree. And I think Mac Jones had a very good year. And my only concern that he won't win it is because there's like some sort of a split vote thing, because Alabama had three guys, a running back, a quarterback, and a receiver who you could all see making a reasonable case for. So, but Devontae Smith is that dude. I mean, he's the man. That's who it should be.
Yeah, I'd like to see it, just because I'm kind of tired of the quarterback on the best team running back on Alabama winning. I think he's had the kind of year where he deserves it. So, and poor Marine says, how many people really care about the Heisman anymore? I don't. I've been less interested in it, and I'm probably less interested this year. But I do like, I would like it if he won. I mean, I think it'd be kind of cool to see a wide receiver get the thing. And plus, he's not just a wide receiver; he returns kicks. He's just such a dynamic player. I think that's the thing that puts it over the top, is that he also returns kicks, and that that gives it that little extra oomph, right?
Yeah. And he took a kick back to the house as kind of a, hey, I do it all, baby.
Junior Broncos asked, what's my bookie saying on the Heisman? I have not seen the latest odds. Have you?
I was just trying to pull them up right now, actually, and I've not seen them. I'll let you know as soon as I can get them pulled up. But last I saw, I mean, he's a healthy favorite.
Usually
he opened the season 100-1.
Wow. I have next year's Heisman odds.
Minus 1,000.
Yeah, so he's winning.
Mac Jones plus 550, Trevor Lawrence plus 1,000, Kyle Trask plus 5,000.
Yeah, I think, Trevor Lawrence missed games, and yeah,
Kyle Trask lost like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence would be a career accomplishment award. So I think they got the right guy.
Would you like to know next year's favorite?
Is it?
I bet you can guess.
Spencer Rattler
plus 500 is your favorite for next year.
And then I bet I'm not going to butcher the Clemson quarterback's last name. I'm guessing he's second.
Uelele, yes.
Yeah, I just call him DJU. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, plus 700, second favorite. Boy, you're good at this.
Beyond that, there's a pretty big drop off. I'm guessing the kid
actually
that's
no
taking
there's
over.
There's a co second favorite with DJ.
Oh, okay. I'll say the kid. What's the kid's name that's taken over quarterbacking at Alabama? Bryce Young. Bryce Young. Yeah.
Plus 1,200 fourth choice.
Who am I missing? Who's the third choice there?
You're missing Sam Howell of North Carolina.
Oh. Pass.
Yeah,
I mean, he was the third best offensive player on his own team this year. Now, granted, both those guys will be gone next year, but I don't think that suddenly makes him better.
Yeah, your plus 1,200s are Bryce Young of Alabama, De'Arik King, JT Daniels.
De'Arik King?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, they're really counting on him having a knee next year.
Yeah.
JT Daniels intrigues me at plus 1,200, although I don't think a Georgia quarterback can put up enough stats.
Yeah, it's tough.
Keaton Slovis plus 1,200.
If USC can be good, that's actually not bad value, because Slovis is, I mean, that's an NFL guy. He's only getting better, but there's not a lot that tells me USC is going to, although, hell, they almost went undefeated this year, Fred. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what were they, 3-1?
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one, plus 1,400, Breece Hall, Iowa State.
Pass.
How about
Brock Purdy couldn't do it, nobody's doing it from Ohio State.
That's true. Your guy Bijan Robinson from Texas, plus 1,600. Think Sark's going to find a way to use him?
I would hope so, but I don't think he's a legit Heisman candidate, though.
Isaiah Spiller of the Aggies, plus 1,800.
Okay. Yeah, we're just getting into wasted breath now. Although, you know what? Someone probably would have said it would have been wasted breath this year.
It's not wasted breath, because you just told me what your guy was before the season.
You're right. But I also didn't think he was going to win it before the season. It took me about 6 weeks to say, okay, this is the best player.
You wouldn't have had Johnny Manziel before the season either.
I would not have.
No. So, yeah. Leap you with your wasted breath stuff.
All right.
I've got
I mean, you did mention a player from Iowa State potentially winning the Heisman. That was kind of wasted breath. Let's be real.
Just giving you his odds.
Okay.
Brock Purdy is also plus 1,600. So Iowa State actually has two guys.
Well, why don't you just give him the trophy then, Fred?
I'm not giving anybody a trophy.
Give him the trophy.
I don't know that Iowa State's not even going to make it to the championship game.
They are. They're winning the national championship.
Nope. I'm talking about the Big 12 championship.
What? How dare you?
It's going to be Okie and Okie Leiter, Texas.
With 1-2 in the Heisman voting, that's going to be a monster next year.
They're like 10-17, let's be honest. And there's a bunch of Alabama guys who will step in next year. That's where I might put my money. is on a guy like Brian Robinson Jr. or John Mechie plus 2,500. Because you know Alabama's going to be good again.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, this is the first wide receiver who's going to win it since, what, 1991 or something like that? The odds of a wide receiver winning it back-to-back years now seems slim.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I wanted to get to these quarterbacks who could get traded because apparently there's a lot of talk about Matt Ryan. And there's three teams, the Broncos, Patriots, and 49ers are mentioned.
Okay.
Where does he have the biggest impact?
Ooh, the Patriots? I mean, that's a... You put him up there with Bill Belichick, they'll find a way to make their offense better. I mean, he's just such an upgrade over what Cam is. And, you know, I think he'd be an impact guy anywhere. I think that Kyle Shanahan could probably get the most out of him. But, yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I think any of those places would be a great fit for him. And I think just like – but also I'd say any one of those three places would be a great fit for Carson Wentz. So,
I disagree.
Or Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford maybe, but I think Carson Wentz is broken and the only guy who could fix him is Frank Reich.
Okay.
I don't think you put Carson Wentz on any of those three teams and I can say they're appreciably better. If you put Matt Ryan on the 49ers, I think they're back in the Super Bowl mix. The Patriots, well, they're going to have to get past the Bills now, but I think they're a playoff team again. And same thing with Denver. I mean, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, he's 35 years old, so you're not going to get a lot out of him. But this is a guy over the last decade who's averaged 4,700 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. You tell me you put that on any one of those three teams, they're a
playoff. He's an impact guy, yeah.
Yeah. And I think...
of course, he was very good this year, and the Falcons still stunk it up.
Yeah, but I think the difference is... Well, I mean, the Patriots don't have a ton of talent, but they've got Belichick. 49ers got players, man. That's a better roster by far. And plus, he'd be back with Shanahan. I'd love that. And I think the Broncos are pretty close, too. They just need a quarterback. I think Stafford would be pretty good on all those teams.
And I've heard that they're more than willing to move on from him.
Yeah. Now... The 49ers are wanting to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know that he goes anywhere and helps.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes to New England.
Maybe.
I mean, put him back where he came from. Maybe you get something out of him. I don't think he's great, but maybe they're able to get something out of him. I like how it's just musical chairs of all these guys who stunk it up this year.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5,
92.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just to kind of put a bow on the quarterback thing, so the three guys we mentioned, you know, Garoppolo, Stafford, and Ryan, I think we agree Stafford and Ryan in the right situation could make a team better. Garoppolo,
yes.
Maybe New England. All right, so these last two guys that they have listed, I want you to think, would you rather have trade for one of these guys or sign one of the free agents I'm about to mention? So Carson Wentz and Sam Darnold
might
be available. Now, if I'm the Jets, I keep Darnold, get a real coach around him.
Yeah,
and
but man,
trade
you
that
look at
draft
some of Darnold's
pick.
Numbers, and they're atrocious. Like, so they get to the almost indefensible point. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got nothing around him. He's at Gase, and when you look at what Tannehill did when he got away from Gase, I still like Darnold, but you know, there's always that in the back of my mind, dude's a USC quarterback, and how many of those wind up busting? And maybe that's where he's headed. But okay, so those
two
guys.
Here's what I know about him. Cam Newton had a better QBR than him this year.
Well, that's below average.
So did literally every quarterback who qualified had a better QBR. He was of the 33 that qualified, he's number 33.
Well, you've got Wentz, Darnold, and Drew Lock could all be available in trade. So would you rather have those guys, or here's your free agents who will be available? Dakota Prescott, assuming they don't franchise him again.
I'd rather have Dak than any of those guys.
I agree.
But you're going to have to pay Phillip Dak crazy money.
Yeah, but I mean, that's free agency, right?
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers.
I think Phillip Rivers is going to retire.
I think you're right. Mitchell Trubisky.
No. I'm not buying into the recent success. Like, look at his last five games. No. I've seen enough of Mitchell. And all you lunatics that are like, oh, look at Trevor Lawrence. Look how he looked against Ohio State. That guy sucked. Just like I'm not going to go, oh, look at Mitch Trubisky. He played a good game. He's got to be great now. No. Like, we've seen, you build a body of work. You can't let recency bias just run over that entire body of work. Mitch Trubisky's built a body of work that is horrific. I'm not going to buy into a nice five-game stretch. Sorry.
And Andy Dalton.
Pass. He's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, me too. He's on a good team. That's the kind of backup you want, because if you need a guy to go in and win a couple games,
yeah,
I think you have a shot. But, you know, and somebody brings up a point, New Orleans should trade for Darnold. If you're New Orleans or, say, Tampa, where you've got Brady or Breeze, is that a guy you look at that you can bring in behind those guys?
The problem is you're getting to the point in Darnold's contract where, I mean, what are you giving up for him? Because are you going to pay him? Because you're already paying Drew Breeze really handsomely. You're already paying Taysom Hill really handsomely. I don't know that it makes financial sense to do that.
I could see Tampa more than New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, with an ancient quarterback. But, again, you're not going to pay him if you trade for him. I mean, he's not getting a big deal, I mean, whether it's from the Jets or anybody else. So,
I could see the think about this. Let me look up the I don't know the situation on Matt Stafford's contract, but if you are the Jets, he's a free agent in 2023. If you're the Jets, do you say, "Hey, we'll give you Sam Darnold for Matt Stafford, and we'll give you our second first round pick"? Does that work for you?
I'd rather have Matt Stafford, but you're also I don't know if I'd give up that much. And contract-wise, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, although the Jets have a ton of room.
They've got plenty of space.
And you could get out of it by 2022 if you needed to.
But if you gave that up for him, you wouldn't want to get out of it. Like, you assuming that he's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's say a second-round pick. We'll give you Sam Darnold and a second-round pick for Matt Stafford.
How about a third? I'll give you a third.
Well, I'm not the Lions. I don't know. But I think both teams could maybe find an interest in, right?
Well, I don't think the Jets are close enough for Matt Stafford to be the difference. You know?
I agree with that. But you're also talking about they've got the second pick in the draft. Like, they've got like you mentioned, they've got a ton of money. Like, maybe they can build something around him. You're going to have a whole new regime in there. You assume that you can do something with those guys. I don't know. It just seems easier to me to do that than to, like, draft some rookie. And let's face it, I don't know how you feel. I think the rookies after Trevor Lawrence, I think there's a pretty big drop-off. Like, I'm not interested in Zach Wilson or Justin Fields as the number two overall pick. I'm just not. So it's you're in a weird spot if you're the Jets. Like, I don't really want to choose a quarterback with that pick.
Well, I would definitely trade that pick to get more picks for somebody who wants Fields. I like Wilson, but I don't like him that high. I mean, I think so once you get past Lawrence, I don't think any of these guys are top 15 picks. But I do think he's going to be a good player, but I'm not using the second pick on him.
Okay, let's make a new hypothetical, Fred.
Okay.
I'm the Jet. You're the Lions, okay? I give you this phone call. I say, hey, Mr. Detroit. Hey, Little Caesars guy. Or whoever
Dr.
you are.
Dr. Detroit. Is
yeah, or Dr.
Me.
Ford. Mr. Ford. Whoever you are. We will give you the second pick in the draft. You give us the seventh pick in the draft, and we get Matt Stafford. So you're dropping down if you're the Jets, you're dropping down five spots. The Lions are trading up to the number two pick and giving up getting rid of Matt Stafford.
If I'm the Lions,
yeah,
I probably take that deal if I like one of the quarterbacks.
Okay, you don't like it for the Jets though, because now
the Jets still
have two first round picks, including one in the top 10, and. You know, you've got a quarterback now for the next few years anyway, and it also opens up the possibility maybe you can draft a quarterback in the second round or something like that, or the third round that can maybe develop, but you don't have to go out and use a top 10 pick on one. You can actually start to build a roster, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're assuming that the Jets are smart enough to make just the same thing that we've been saying about the Texans. They're smart enough to hire the right GM and coach. Because if they bring another Adam Gase in there, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. They're still going to suck.
That's true.
But with that, I would probably, if I'm the Lions, I'd do that. If I'm the Jets, I don't know. I it depends. If I could get something for Darnold elsewhere in addition to that.
Let's assume you can trade Sam Darnold for a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, I'd like to get a third, but... I don't think you're going to get that.
I don't either. But if you can trade him for a fourth, you bring in Matt Stafford, and all it costs you is dropping five spots in the draft.
Yeah, I think about that.
Because let me tell you, like somebody was saying, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, woof. Sure glad we've got Deshaun Watson here, which is true. I mean, Deshaun Watson's better than those guys right now, but... The numbers aren't way off. Deshaun Watson,
no.
12th in the league in QBR. Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan, 15 and 16, respectively. I mean, they're right there. They're in the same tier when it comes to QBR. Obviously, none of those guys were in perfect situations. That includes Deshaun. But they're still talented guys. Like, it's not like Matt Ryan just doesn't know how to play football anymore. Matt Ryan threw for 4,600 yards this year. He's still got something left in the tank. So I think that given the right situation, and obviously going to the Jets wouldn't be the right situation for Stafford, but it gives you the opportunity to build a roster around your quarterback because we see what's happened here. You've got a good quarterback. You put him into a bad situation. Like, what good does it do? If there's no roster built around him, so if the Jets can build up their trenches, they can build up their secondary, they can actually put together a real roster and then draft a quarterback once that's built, like to me, that's more of a hopeful situation.
Yeah, except for one thing. I'm going to introduce a human element into this.
Okay.
After all those years in Detroit, I don't want to put Matt Stafford in the Jets. I mean, I don't
feel bad for him?
To the guy. Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to do that to the guy. That's,
he's like, finally, I'm out of here. Finally, where am I going? Where am I going, Mr. Agent? Oh, I got you traded, buddy, to the Jets. You're going to the Big Apple.
Oh. No, man, that's like rescuing a dog from a kill shelter and giving it to Michael Vick.
Oh, you know? Fred, that's a terrible, tasteless joke.
Sorry. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. The light on the
and Ray Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Two segments to go on a Tuesday. Did you get a chance to watch any of your beloved Rockets last night?
I did not. I missed the Rockets last night. I'm watching my prison show.
Well, I mean, it's probably better.
And my brother's in town, so we've been catching up on some beer drinking. I'm starting clean life today, Fred. So I had to get my last hurrahs in. I wasn't going to ruin that. Well, I wasn't going to ruin a good night with Rockets basketball.
Well, you didn't miss anything. So basically, you scored as many points as PJ Tucker did and played 35 less minutes.
Ooh, well, that's exhausting.
So, yeah. So he says, I know y'all talked about it earlier, but if Casario gets hired, I might be out on this team. The more I sit here and think about it, the more pissed I get. The only thing that will actually piss me off is if they hire him and then bring in Josh McDaniels.
Oh, God. That'd be the worst case scenario.
If they do that, then I think we can safely say all Texans talk will be banned.
Well, here's the problem. If they do that, this show will talk about how moronic they are and how terrible this franchise is. And eventually Texans fans, like once the season gets ready to start, Texans fans will get tired of hearing that. They're going to be mad about it and they're going to be defensive and say it's going to be different this time for Josh McDaniels. And then 3 years later, they're going to realize that we were right all along and they're going to go, oh, man, they were right. They're not just haters. This franchise actually sucks. And then that'll last for, you know, a couple months until they hire the new guy, and then the cycle starts all over again. I mean, 2 years ago, I told people Bill O'Brien is a moron. He's ruining this franchise, and no one wanted to believe me because they got to the playoffs. Oh, you see what they did to the Bills in the playoffs? This team's, they're heading in the right direction. And now you realize, oh, my God, Bill O'Brien was killing this franchise. I mean, it's just, that's the way fans work. So
yeah,
it'd be fine to be upset about it, but it wouldn't do any good.
I don't want that. I want there to be some hope. That's it. All I'm asking for is a little hope. And if Casario's the guy, I'm like, okay. I'm not happy about that, but they didn't ask me. But if they do something like that, there's nothing to talk about with this team. They're just, you know, they're in a pit of hell, and they're never getting out. And I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that if they're going to go that way for GM and keep Jesus Easterby around, I really, really hope that they at least go get a coach from a different organization. That's my last bit of hope.
Yeah.
And so you know what? We just won't talk about them because I don't want to make Texan fan all mad, and then they disappear, and then they come back a few months later saying, wow, you guys were right. So when they do that, I'll flamethrower them and talk about what a horrible idea it was, and then that's it. I'm out on it. We'll talk Saints and Cowboys and every other team.
Yeah, you know, I'm for that.
Because I mean, honestly, being honest about the Texans isn't popular. Unfortunately,
it's not. People don't like to hear it.
You know, I'll give them the benefit that, you know, a lot of people think this Casario guy is the truth, but depends on what he does at head coach. And if that's what they do, see, now here's the gray area. What if they bring him in and he hires Brian Daboll?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be excited about it. Listen, to me, the coach hire is more important right now than the GM hire.
Agreed.
Because, let's face it, when you start to get into, like, who's the best GM in the league or something like that, there's not a lot of guys you can look to and go, oh, he's just such a brilliant GM. When,
right.
What you notice a GM when he does a terrible job. So that's why we noticed Bill O'Brien. He was doing such a terrible job that it became noticeable. You know, so that, to me, it's if you bring in a GM and he's just a middle of the road GM that doesn't screw the pooch, you're happy with that, right?
I am, yeah. What if he brings in Jim Harbaugh, who definitely wants back in the NFL?
What if he brings in Jeff Harbaugh?
I want Jeff Harbaugh.
All right, well, you can't, he's hard to get in touch with.
I know, but I think it's time to give that guy a shot, man.
I heard Michigan's like looking to give that dude a big extension too. Michigan's fans, they've got to be losing their mind because
he hasn't signed it because he wants an NFL job.
It's very odd because he knows he can't succeed at Michigan. He's given up hope.
Yeah, that's a weird situation because if you're Michigan, obviously you expected a lot more than this, but where do you go now? It's kind of like Texas. It's like, where do you go now? And I mean, I don't know that Sarkisian's going to be a huge upgrade over Tom Herman. I mean, I don't think he'll be, I mean, I think he'll do as well, but I don't know. And it's kind of the same thing at Michigan. I mean, you're supposed to be better than that. Just like Texas is supposed to be better than that. So,
well, Texas and Michigan historically, like their programs are kind of even, and Texas is clearly in more of a rush to make something happen than Michigan is. Michigan's kind of like, well, whatever. If it works out, it works out. One day he'll beat Ohio State. You know, this year they didn't lose to Ohio State, so that's a start.
No. In fact, they might have even covered the spread against Ohio State. We'll never know.
What did you think about, or what do you think about Ohio State saying, we're having COVID issues, we may need to push the game back?
Yeah, I think it's funny. Was it Saban's daughter or his wife that tweeted out that they're just trying to get Fields healthy?
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that.
No. If that's part of your strategy, so be it, right?
Yeah, listen, this is one of those situations where, I mean, unless your whole team is rampant, then you got to go play with what you got. I don't like the idea of moving a game like this. Everybody prepares a certain way. This is the way, and it's just like every other game. If you can't play it, well, you don't get to play in that game. Sorry, and just hand Alabama the trophy. And as anticlimactic as it is, I mean, there's got to be some sort of. I mean, Ohio State's gotten every break possible. Like, how many breaks are we going to give that team?
Well, but on the flip side, if you if you don't have enough players to play, I could see.
Dude, there's 110 kids on your team.
Yeah, but realistically, like, let's say your cornerback group is out. I mean, we've seen games push back all year for that.
If Ohio State's cornerback group is out, they've got a better chance of winning than if those guys play.
Stop. No, I mean, I'm kind of with you. I would just say, you know what, we're going to declare Alabama the champ. But I was saying all along they should have pushed this stuff back a couple of weeks. Now, there's no guarantee anything gets better. I hope it doesn't get pushed back. But, I mean, that's been the reality all year. And, yeah, I do feel like they've bent the rules for Ohio State. But guess what? Ohio State got there.
Do you remember a time ever where Alabama felt like the good guy?
They're still not the good guy.
It feels like they're the good guy.
Nah. They're still Saban in Alabama.
I don't know, man. It feels like they're the more likable bunch right now between them and Ohio State. I mean, everybody who thought Ohio State shouldn't have been there to begin with, like, it's not fair. They only played 5 games, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Alabama's done it. And now if the game gets moved back, it's going to make me feel like Alabama is the good guys. They're the white hats in this matchup.
No. This is basically Ted Bundy versus Ted Kaczynski.
All right.
There's no good guy. There's no good guy here.
Well, stop. I'm going to say it's going to be Alabama's going to be the less bad guy.
I think they're both awful. I honestly feel like they're bending over for Ohio State, but you know what? There's no one who wants to say, oh well, let's let's make sure Alabama gets a fair shake here. The heck with Alabama. I can't see it. So, but I hopefully that won't matter. I feel confident they'll play the game, and they should. But I'd rather have a championship game than not. So if it meant pushing it back a week, I'd rather have that as a fan than, oh, well, let's just give it to Alabama. Because, you know, that's not how we decide things.
Well, that's how we used to decide things.
Well, yeah.
Well, you had the best season. Congratulations. Here's your trophy.
But you give it to more than one team half the time.
That's true.
So, yeah, I do think it's a bad look, but especially in light of everything else. But in the end, though, the right team got in. I mean,
I told you this before. When me saying Ohio State shouldn't be there, it was never a question of do I think they're one of the four best teams. I absolutely thought they were one of the four best teams. They just didn't have one of the four best resumes. They didn't have a resume that said they warranted being in a playoff. It's two separate things. But I don't know. I think there's people who are just fed up with Ohio State, kind of like everything being bent to fit Ohio State's needs. And if this were to happen, I think people would be really, really pissed about it.
No, I think you would.
I certainly would.
But I don't know. I don't sense that. I don't sense as much of that as you feel. How's that? I don't think people are as worked up over it as you are. But, you know, I think there are some people who are. But I don't care, man. I just want to see a championship game. And if it means it has to move back a week, okay. I mean, that's the Ronaverse. But I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it gets played when it's supposed to get played. And, you know, we get a good game, and then I hit my bet on it, whatever I decide.
Do you think, Fred, that, like, let's say Aggie fans are cheering for the SEC team. Do we think that, like, Clemson fans and USC fans and Texas fans, like Notre Dame fans, who do you think they're cheering for between Alabama and Ohio State this year?
Yeah, I don't know, because those fan bases are, I mean, like, I guess Notre Dame would be rooting for Alabama so they don't look as bad.
Well, okay. But they did cover against Alabama. You got to give
them that. They did, and they could say, hey, we played a better game against them than Ohio State did. But, yeah, poor Marine says Clemson fans I know are rooting for Bama. Yeah, it's because Ohio State beat your ass. So
But Notre Dame fan, Alabama beat their ass, and Notre Dame fans like, well, I'll probably cheer for Alabama.
I think they just want to be able to say, hey, we did as well against them as anybody would have. So I think, I don't know if Texas fan cares. I mean, they might be rooting for Alabama just to see what their new coach does.
No, well, maybe. Yeah, they probably do want to see some good things out of that offense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it depends on the fan base. I'm pretty sure Michigan fan probably rooting for Alabama.
Oh, certainly.
But
and SEC teams do typically root for. You know what? Here's the real question, because of all the SEC teams, the one that usually doesn't root for Alabama, there's two. Auburn and LSU fan don't root for Alabama when they play someone else. But I wonder in this case, is LSU fan and Auburn fan? There's got to be. I know we've got some LSU fans listening. I don't know about Auburn fans, but. Are they cheering for Alabama against Ohio State this year? That's how you know if Alabama's the good guy.
Not a chance in hell.
No chance in hell?
No chance in hell.
I bet there's some.
Nah. Nah. Breaking news. Looks like Caleb Mills transferring from UH.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a...
Where's he going?
I don't know. I just got that from...
Dude, that's kind of the downside to this rule where anybody can transfer and become immediately eligible. I mean, there's some teams that are going to just lose guys like that out of the blue. So that's a bummer for UH.
That's a big loss. That kid was he was on his way to being a star here. So good luck to him wherever he winds up. Great hair, too. And he didn't have to go to Dr. Linville. But if you want to get it done, that's the man to go see. And, guys, I got to tell you, It was such a great decision I made to go see Dr. Linville. I was at the point where I was just going to shave my head. I didn't have any. I mean, I looked terrible, and I'd given up. I really had. And I went to see Dr. Linville, and he just sat me down and said, "Hey, here's what I do. Why don't you give this a try?" And after 5 minutes, I'm like, "I'm in." And if you go to 975hair.com and get your consultation and do the same thing, you'll be in as well. What he does, this isn't hair plugs or some goofy thing. He extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. And I can redraw your hairline. It's your own hair, and it grows, and it looks terrific. And if you go to 975hair.com, get a free consultation if you're an ESPN listener. That's simple. And take a look at his hair, because he had it done as well. It's one of the best things I've ever done. It'll be one of the best things you ever do. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today. Go visit my man, Dr. Linville.
No death is, and my prayers being hindered. Fighting my fellow air, and I'm growing more bitter. Looking for fresh air. When I'm looking out my window, I'm hoping the sun appears. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I've been waking.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And let's wrap things up the way we always do on a Tuesday. Let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That. And I shall start. I don't know if you saw the reports yesterday that came out that Tanya Roberts had died at the age of 68. Well, then reports came out that she wasn't dead, that apparently her publicist sent out a release saying she died because her boyfriend told him she died in his arms. He left the hospital. Turns out she wasn't dead. And matter of fact, she lived another 24 hours, but now apparently she is officially dead. And, you know, I don't know how hard it is to get to know if somebody's dead or not. And there's all the time people on Twitter that aren't dead that reports are that they're out. But you know what? That one seems pretty easy. You're not breathing. The doctors came in and do they do the code blue. Does it work? And, now you're dead. Well, it's a pretty simple thing, guys. Can we please get that right? To that I say,
hey man, f*** that.
All right, Aaron, what about you?
So over the holidays, we all, probably all three of us, ate a lot more than we should have, drank a whole lot more than we
Not
should
me.
Have.
I was sober.
Uh-huh. And probably stepped on a scale and went, oh, damn. Like, you could put on pounds real quick if you just stop paying attention to what you're doing. A women's fitness magazine in the UK... Of course, the UK had to apologize because 2 days after Christmas, they sent out a tweet saying, you know, hey, today's a good day, weather's nice, get out there and burn off all those extra calories you had at Christmas. And people were pissed. Now, I can understand if this was like TV Guide in Britain or something else, but this is an actual fitness magazine. Their whole goal is to get you to freaking exercise. Yeah, if you ate too much on Christmas, just like I did, or on New Year's, just like I did, I need to get my big ass out, and I need to go start burning off all those calories. To be bullied into apologizing for that when your job is an actual fitness magazine? Get out of here. Hey, man, f*** that.
I'm doing a diet. I'm trying to get myself into some better shape. And I do this, you know, you guys know me. I am a roller coaster when it comes to my weight and things like that. So, and there's lots of these cleanses and stuff out there. I was reading about one, and this one I think I'm out on. You basically take an African poisonous frog, an Amazonian poisonous frog called Combo, and they blow it into your nostrils, and it takes you from having No symptoms to the worst flu of your life within 60 seconds. You're incredibly nauseous. Your face blows up, and you look like a plastic surgeon just went to town on your face. You're in terrible, terrible conditions. And then, basically, after you start vomiting and things like that, you apparently feel incredible once the toxins leave your body. So people are using this as like a way to clear out all the bad stuff from their body. The people are saying it's the worst experience of my life and I can't wait to do it again. It's coming from the toxic secretion of a giant monkey frog, and it is making people incredibly, incredibly ill, but apparently they treat illnesses with it, they build stamina, and they ward off bad luck. I'll just stick with I'll go with the regular juice cleanse because I'm not looking for all that. To that I say, hey man, that. You ever heard of something like this, friend?
I have, and it's just, get it the hell away from me. As somebody on Twitch said, isn't that how the Wuhan flu got started?
Maybe so.
Yeah, I don't get stuff like that. And I also, poor Marine says, the world sucks when you have to apologize to tell people to work out. What the hell have we become? So this is our world now. Where they have to apologize for telling people, hey, get out and run. You've got idiots with, I don't even know what this stuff is. I mean, what the hell is wrong with this world? And, maybe Thanos was right. I don't know. Well, wish me luck because we've got this hockey game tonight. And if Canada wins, I'll have to hear endless bleep from the wife. And if Canada loses, she'll be too pissed off to talk to me.
Well, good luck, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah. Canada's outscored everybody 41-4. I'm not liking the chances for the U.S. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, AJ. Great job, Aaron. Okay job, me. At least I have air conditioning. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.